the Arab gathering agreed, according to an official press statement, on what it called some elements that should help the upcoming International Geneva II meeting proposed by Moscow and Washington. Senior Arab officials who cancelled a scheduled press conference following their meetings tasked the League Secretary General Nabil Al Arabi of Egypt and the head of the Arab body Syria Committee, Qatar's Prime Minister Hamad bin Jassim, with presenting these elements to the UN Security Council's five permanent members and to International Syria Envoy Al-Akhdar Al-Ibrahimi. The Arab foreign ministers, however, mysteriously chose not to unveil these elements.
It seems to me that Arabs are looking for a role that will be elusive in the shaping of the future of Syria. I think the Arab League is being sidelined by the big powers, and that could be a reason behind the obscure statement that came out of today's meeting.
Observers believe that the Geneva conference itself is still in doubt, noting that the exact date for the June conference hasn't been fixed, and that more importantly, the outcome of that potential conference is still being negotiated between Russia and a U.S. side with perceived agendas.
The U.S. entered the Syrian stage for the interests of Israel. It is trying to shape the future of Syria in a way that serves its interests and those of the Hebrew state.
Others noted that many obstacles remain before the Geneva II conference, including the fact that the U.S. and some of its allies in the Persian Gulf are reluctant in inviting key regional powers like Iran to the meeting. That position is not shared by the Arab League's biggest power, Egypt, which insists that Tehran must be part of the solution.
Leading Arab states, especially Egypt, totally reject any foreign military interference when it comes to Syria, realizing that conflict must stay an internal one that could only be settled by the Syrian people with the help of the region's powers.
Analysts also warned that any agreement that could be probably reached if the Geneva conference succeeds would remain shaky in the absence of any key players.
The problem concerning the existing non-representative, scattered opposition is that even if an agreement is reached, will that opposition be able to honor its commitments?
The one thing all observers agree to is that saving Syrian people must be the main aim at a time when bullets haven't been able to solve the conflict over the past 2 years now. Ending the crisis in Syria is the main aim of the region's people, but further vague statements from a new obscure Arab League meeting on Syria was the only outcome of the gathering at the League's headquarters. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.